Good afternoon, everybody. So yesterday we started to talk about some thoughts with regard to Yom HaAtzmaut, and I'd like to continue that conversation. One of the phrases mentioned in the meaningful piyutim that we recite on Rosh Hashanah is V'chol ma'aminim shehu el emunah, which simply translated means, and all have faith that he is a God of faith. So the Medrash in Parshas Ha'azinu, El Emunah Ve'ein Avel, is a pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu. So the Medrash on that pasuk explains that what does it mean when we say this phrase, El Emunah? What is the understanding to that phrase that the Torah uses in Parshas Ha'azinu? Says the Medrash, Shehemin Ba'olam Uvaro, that God believed in his world, and therefore, because of his belief in humanity, he decided to make the fateful decision to create them. What does that mean? It means that human beings are created with the ability to establish their own destiny in some way. God informs man of the proper way to act, and man has the objective to decide whether or not they are going to go along with the plan, whether or not they are going to abide by those detailed instructions, or whether or not I'm going to make my own destiny for myself, and perhaps not abide by the laws that God had set out for me to live by. Which essentially means that at the very moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to create man, he took a very, very dangerous leap of faith, because he did not know how life would plan out for all of us once he gave us the opportunity to have Bechira Chavshis, and the world then became unstable and somewhat unpredictable, and by choosing to create this world, God restricted his own will. God had a plan for the world, and then by giving it over to us, he took a very serious potential risk. And this is what we mean when we are thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the El Emunah. Because the reason he decided to create all of us is because he has absolute and unconditional faith in his people, in humanity as a whole. And he did so because the Medrash says he is a Mamin Ba'olamo. He is an incredibly firm believer in his world. And that's what we mean when we say on Rosh Hashanah as well. V'chol ma'aminim shehu el emunah means that we proudly believe in a God who has an unflinching and unyielding belief in the creation, in humanity, in his dear children that he put onto this earth. So what I'd like to talk about in honor of Yom HaAtzmaut, to continue our conversation from yesterday, is not so much God's belief in us, not so much his promise to create us and to allow us to chart out our own destiny in some way, but rather I would like to focus our attention on our faith, our love, our commitment, our dedication, and our loyalty to him, and how far we take that. So let's spend a few minutes not talking about the risks that God took in creating us. He's a Mamin Ba'olamo, as we said. But let's talk about the risk that we take and how much of a risk we're willing to take to believe in him. So a number of years ago, I saw a story. I think it was in the name of the Chida. I'm going to just make it a little more contemporary using examples that will make more sense to us, where I believe the story goes that the Chida talks about a truly gifted Italian acrobat. And this man was so highly skilled, he was so proficient in his act of tightrope walking. So after performing many, many years of shows in Italy, he decides that it's time that the American community starts to become acquainted with his unbelievable skill, with his amazing acrobatic talents that he's able to do. So he travels to the States, and he begins to advertise, and he publicizes the fact that he's going to do a dangerous walk over the Niagara Falls on a tightrope walk, and he assumes that there's going to be thousands of people who are going to want to come see this amazing show. So before the start of his first show, he has thousands of people sitting there down beneath, and he calls out to the large crowd that's gathered down below, and he says, number one, who wants to see something that they've never seen before? And everyone is startled, everyone is excited, they all gather together to see this. He says, and how many of you think I can actually make it across on my tightrope? You know, you've heard me advertise, you've heard me talk about it, but how many think that I can actually do it? And I'd like to know how many think that I should do it. So some in the crowd shout out a resounding yes. They're so excited, they want to see it. They can't wait for this acrobat. They want to see everything that he has to do. Others shook their head with major skepticism. They don't know, is this man crazy? He's about to commit suicide. He's going to fall down. How can he do such a thing? He's taking his own life into his own hands. But the overly amazed crowd watches as this person, in just a short period of time, makes it successfully all the way across the mighty Niagara Falls. Okay. He then turns to the audience once again, and he screams at them, and he says, okay, so what do you think about me trying this again? So now he has a little bit more of a positive response. They all saw him do it the first time. They were amazed. But he says, you know what? What do you think about this time if I go across with my eyes blindfolded? What do you think about that? And obviously, the people are shocked. What is this man, out of his mind? Okay, if he was crazy enough to do it the regular way, he's now going to go and do it with a blindfold over his eyes? And he gets a mixed reaction from the crowd, but then after a while he realizes that people are getting excited. They want to see this happen. So there he goes. Goes on his dangerous mission. He has a towel tied around his eyes, and he scales across this thin wire over the Niagara Falls once again. And everybody is amazed. He turns to them again and he says, "Okay, so you think you've seen anything yet? How about if I do it once again, but this time I'm going to do it blindfolded, walking backwards. Who thinks I could do it now?" And the people just can't believe it. What is this guy, crazy? And they watch how he does it, and they're just amazed. And now he says, "And now for the final trick. Who thinks I can walk across the Niagara Falls on the tightrope walk with my eyes blindfolded, on this thin little string, with a wooden wheelbarrow over my shoulders? Who think I can do that and balance myself as I walk across?" And everybody's like, "Okay, this is enough already." And they watch him as he goes with his heavy wheelbarrow over his shoulders, and he balances himself, and he walks all the way across the falls successfully. Everybody's cheering, they're screaming, and finally he calls down to them. He says, "Okay, now I need a volunteer. Who's ready to sit in the wooden wheelbarrow over my shoulders as I walk across the falls on this little tightrope?" And he's amazed at the fact that there's not a single volunteer who's willing to step forward. He can't understand it. And he calls down to them and he says, "Did none of you see what I've done until now? Has nobody watched how amazingly skilled I am, a performer? And there's nothing to be afraid of. Come on! Men, women, children, anybody willing to come and volunteer?" And he just can't figure out why nobody's willing to step forward. Till finally someone steps up and he says, "You know, nobody doubts your abilities, and we're all very amazed by the amazing tricks that you've shown us, and we're all blown away by it. But, you know, there's a limit, my friend, to how much we're willing to trust you. We believe you, but there's a limit to our belief. There's a limit to our trust." Now, I mentioned this mashal. It's a mashal that the Chidah uses in a similar context. But I mention it because, as observant Jews, we are taught from a fairly young age that we should say we believe and we trust and we have an everlasting dedication and a commitment, and we depend and we have full confidence on the Ribono Shel Olam. We say it every day in our davening so many times. Biyadcha Afkid Ruchi, we give you our neshama, we give you our life, everything you ask us to do, we live by your word. Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, we give our whole heart, our whole mind, everything, all of our emotions are all given over to God. Ezri mi'im Hashem Osei Shemayim V'aretz, when I'm stuck in a pickle and somebody's sick, or I don't know what to do, or I get in an accident, chalila v'chas, we say, "God, we know that our lives are in your hands, and we know we believe in you, we trust in you." But we all know that, and we all say that. And we all know that God, let's say we just celebrated Pesach, and we all know that God created all the miracles on the Yamsuf, and God did all the Makos in Mitzrayim, and we all know that God somehow cures once in a while the terminally ill patients that the doctors have told us there's no hope for, and we don't know what's going to be, and God has wowed us time and again doing, so to speak, says the Chidah, his tricks, doing his unbelievable proficient things that he's able to do in our world. And we've seen it. And we've been amazed every time, and we say it's such an extraordinary God that we believe in, and there's no doubt that we love and we trust and we believe in him and we depend on him for everything in our lives. But what's going to happen, writes the Chidah, when God is going to say, after everything you've seen, and you've been wowed time and again, and I've showed you my power, and I've showed you Yad Chazaka of Izra HaNatuya, how I'm able to do everything in this world, what is going to happen when God says, "I'd like you to take all of your belief and all of your confidence in me, and I'd like you to step out of your comfort zone. I'd like you to do something that's going to show that you really believe in me, not just standing on the sidelines and cheering while things are going on or watching them, but I'd like a volunteer," God says. "I'd like someone to sit in the wheelbarrow while I'm performing these incredible miracles. Who's ready to step forward? Who's ready to do that?" And the reason why I feel this is appropriate to this time of year is because, take for an example, and it's something that percolates in my mind all the time. So we deeply appreciate and we acknowledge and we fully understand the unbelievable gift that Eretz Yisrael is and has been for the last 70 years. And God has so graciously given us this matana, and it is so clearly a miracle, and we watch and we love to support and we love to visit as much as we can, and we are honored to be the ones in America who are bolstering the economy, who are sending our children there, who are doing whatever we can to show how amazing this gift is, to show that we appreciate it, to show that we are grateful for the unbelievable matana that Eretz Yisrael is for all of us. But I believe that for all of us, there is a limit to the amount of trust that we are willing to have in the incredible gift of the Ribono Shel Olam. Let's all be honest. If it's making anyone uncomfortable, it should. It makes me very uncomfortable. Yes, I cannot sleep at night. And when we went to buy our home here in Woodmere, I couldn't bring myself. How am I signing on a piece of property here in Chutzlaretz? Am I out of my mind? Is this really where the destiny of the Jewish people are? This is the way we should be thinking. As uncomfortable as it is for us as Americans to think this way, this is our job. God could show us everything. God could give us miracle after miracle, war after war, against all natural and normal odds. He can present us with the miracle of the Iron Dome, and he can make sure that somehow 20,000 protesters who are standing by the Gaza border somehow have decided not to storm the border yet. And we are surrounded by Arabs who hate us more than they love themselves, and more than they love their own children, and yet somehow we're still here. And somehow we are a thriving country. And God has showed us time and again his incredible power and his overwhelming dominance over Eretz Yisrael, over how he looks after his people, and that is the only way that our beloved country survives. And yet, with all of that, what will we say when the Ribono Shel Olam will come and he will ask us to leave behind everything that we have, to step out of our comfort zone, and return once again to Arzenu HaKadosha, to the Eretz HaNevcheres, to the land that the Ribono Shel Olam speaks about more times than anything else that we speak about in all of Chumash, to this admired and cherished land that we talk about in our davening every day. Yeah, God, we're amazed and it's beautiful and it's wonderful and we appreciate the gift, but yeah, God is going to ask us, what happens when I ask you to leave everything behind and to risk all of the comforts that you have, your successful jobs that you have here and your beautiful homes and all the investments that you've made here in Chutz Laaretz? Are you really ready and willing and able to do that? Are you willing to say biyadcha afkid ruchi even then, says the Chida? Are you willing to say v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chalavavcha even then? Or do we say, listen God, our trust and our belief and our confidence in you has a limit. There's only so far that we're willing to go. And the Chida asks us to challenge ourselves and think, are we just believers in God in the abstract, in the academic, in the theoretical realm, or is this an actuality when God will ask for a volunteer with the ultimate geula, with the redemption on its way, when he's going to ask us to stand up and do something to make that geula happen and to partner together with him like we spoke about yesterday? Is this something that we really realistically aspire to? Is it something that we're willing to drop everything else for, or perhaps not? Are we really sincere? Are we really genuine when we ask the Ribono Shel Olam, when we petition with him so many times a day for our ultimate geula, to come back to Eretz Yisrael and to be a part with him? During this time of year, when we commemorate in our community the great gift that Eretz Yisrael is to all of us, I think it's a good time to just remind ourselves that there is a real possibility of a geula. It's not just something in the abstract that we talk about. It's not just something that we think about every so often. It's something that is a real possibility, and it's a good chance for all of us to remind ourselves, how serious are we about our commitment when the Ribono Shel Olam says that I am a Kel Emunah, that I am a God that believes in all of humanity. I have taken tremendous risks in creating all of you. The destiny of my people is no longer in my hands because you now have the Bechira Chavshas to make that decision on your own, like the Medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us because he was a mamin ba'olamam, because he trusted all of us that we were not going to ruin the beautiful world that he created. But what will we say? How much do we trust in the Ribono Shel Olam when he's going to ask us to believe in him in return? Not just in the abstract, but also to make sure that we put it into practice. It's not just in the hypothetical, but to make it a definitive and an absolute reality. When we think about Geula, when we think about Eretz Yisrael, when we think about a gift of this magnitude, of this proportion, it is an opportunity for all of us to think about what will we do with that gift. And the Ribono Shel Olam calls upon all of us to make that decision. And it is a decision that is left up to each individual person. How much do you really trust after all that we've been raised to say? After all of the tefillos, after all of the pitgamim that we all say as children, and we continue to teach our own children to say, how much do we actually believe in the words that we're saying? How sincere and how genuine are we when we say we are willing to commit ourselves in the same way God believes in us, we are also willing to believe in him. Reb Hanani ben Akasha.